When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Herd At Sports presents Betting Bites with Damon Betting. Betting Bites with Damon Betting.
Another episode of Betting Bites. I gave myself a couple of days off. I put myself in timeout, but I'm back. He's back. Another episode. Appreciate you fine folks. As Coach Rule would say, hey, I got this. However you get us, Apple, Google, Spotify. And what did he say at the very end? He goes, and that. No, I'm not even going to imitate. You ever tried to imitate yourself? That's a lousy feeling. Yeah, but we appreciate it. Show is off to a fantastic start. The old DB show with my main man, Robbie Lula. Guy's pretty funny. Can hold his own. Likes to argue. No, we call that educational talks. We're not actually arguing. Fantastic show. So we and he laughs at his own jokes. And we appreciate you guys being a part of what we do. So keep doing that. Show's coming up here in just a few minutes. So stay tuned for that. But we got into this discussion yesterday, and I'm curious to get your feedback. Right, I was talking to Avery, and this actually stemmed from a call that we got earlier from Guy asking about some particulars in terms of just playing hard versus trying to enhance the scheme, and when do you draw the line feeling like you put your guys in the best position possible. And so I asked this question out loud, and I'm going to need your feedback, especially when it comes to the quarterback play, because we heard Coach Satterfield talk about, hey, you know, we want to continue to evolve in the passing game, and this is what we want to do with our pass. And I felt like he was specifically addressing what has to happen in this offense. And so I was asking Ravi and I asked Avery, I said, do you think with this whole settling in with Harburg, it's got to absolutely be about just the wins? Because it feels like we no longer talk about floor versus ceiling. We just talk about whether we have a chance to win or not. And is that because is it just about the wins, or have we convinced ourselves that we really don't know how high the ceiling is or how low the floor is? Because they've told us that both quarterbacks pretty much do the same thing. Like, when did we move away from what it's going to take to beat conference opponents? And I only asked that question. It's kind of rhetorical, but I would like some feedback, because remember, one quarterback opened on the road with two conference opponents. The other quarterback opened at home with two non-Power 5. Not conference opponents, two Power 5 opponents on the road versus the non-Power 5 opponents at home. And not to make a case for the one quarterback or the other, because I'm not, it's when did we draw the distinction, or are we just happy to be winning? Because if we're just happy to be winning, I can kind of appreciate that, because we're able to enjoy nice things and stay in the moment, and we'll cross the next hurdle when we get to it. What would really make me happy is if you guys said, hey, you know what? We're all in on the Coach Rule philosophy of just one game at a time. Now, I'm not naive enough to think that that's what we really think. Or is it? Are you guys really cool now with, hey, just win and move on? Are we over that it has to look a certain way? It's fascinating, because I don't even know what the answer is. I just know that I think is, are we truly to the point that as long as we're winning, we don't care how it looks? And how long will that last? If you don't care because you're in the moment, I'll take that. if you're just waiting to melt down until it doesn't go the way that we want it to, yeah, that would be kind of weird. But I would get it because sometimes fans, right? It's short for fanatic. I'm just fascinated by the discussion. Because as much as we've gotten into the high floor, low floor, high ceiling, low ceiling thing, you know what we haven't asked that we finally asked out loud yesterday? If we really want to compare apples to apples, and I said, you know what, there's got to be some degree of Jeff Sims that says, man, you know what, I could do that. I would like to run those kinds of plays against these kinds of teams at home. Would he? Would Jeff Sims be okay with carrying the ball 20 times and only throwing it 16, 17 times a game? Maybe. I don't know. Again, I'm not implying anything except to say, on the other hand, maybe we give Harburg some credit and say, you know what? He's really going to do whatever it takes to win, even though I think he's hoping and wishing he could do more. There's lots of little components that we take for granted or don't really give much thought to that don't have anything to do with actual physical talent. It just has to do with where you are emotionally. So I asked the question, where are we emotionally as a fan base? Because I'm genuinely curious. It's another episode of Benning Bites.